20 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Weather camera. WAOW News 9 was at City Hall yesterday installing the weather cam. Street Supervisor Cody Knutson was instrumental in helping to make this happen. The new weather cam will be live on WAOW's website in the near future. Bridge maintenance will close a lane on East Riverview Expressway in Wisconsin Rapids next week. Starting Monday, July 17th, the outside westbound lane between 1st Street South and 2nd Avenue South will be closed. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation will be performing bridge maintenance until Friday, July 21st. Traffic will shift to the inside or left westbound lane on the bridge. The Raptors lost last night in a low-scoring game against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders 2-1. It breaks their 5-game winning streak and puts them at 6-5 for the second half of the season. They play the Dock Spiders again tonight at Witter Field. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR Civic Media News.
The Brewers are back in action. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers opening up the second half of the season on the road in Cincinnati against the Reds at Great American Ballpark. The Brewers struggled to score the first half of the year, but managed to stay near the top of their division. Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
Our biggest strength has been our defense. I mean, I think we've played very good defense throughout the season. Bryce Terang made 3 plays. The one play made on the other side of the bag, like, nobody makes that play. You know, that's a hit and that's runs, and those are like driving in runs. So I think we've played, for the large bulk of the season, played very good defense, and defense that's really kept runs off the board a lot for our pitchers.
Corbin Burns on the mound tonight for Milwaukee talked about facing the Reds for a second weekend in a row.
Yeah, I mean, we played a good series here against the Reds. You know, we got 3 more coming out of the break with them, which is kind of strange, but, you know, it gives us an opportunity to keep playing good baseball against a, you know, first place team. Hopefully we can overtake them. We're swinging the bats well, we're throwing the ball well, playing great defense. That's what you want to see, and hopefully a short little break, get everyone, you know, some rest and come out firing the second half.
Major League Baseball schedules are out for 2024. For the third straight year, the Brewers will open the season on the road, this time in New York, against the Mets Thursday, March 28th. The home opener is the following Tuesday, April 2nd, against the Minnesota Twins at AmFam Field. NBA, last night in Las Vegas, the Milwaukee Bucks lost to the Miami Heat 91-72. Bucks guard Lindell Wigginton led with scoring 15 points in 20 minutes of playing time. 7'5" center Taco Fall scored 10 and blocked 3 shots. The Bucks' second round pick, Chris Livingston, asked what's been the difference between playing for Kentucky and now in the NBA summer games.
The biggest thing, like, as you go from, you know, next level to the next level, each level the attention to detail increases. You know, you have to pay attention to a lot more detail, because the details are what's going to separate, you know, guys out there on the floor, being as the summer league, you know, at the NBA level. So I think that's one of the main things that you got to think about.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. You got your host, James J. I am joined by Seth Habager.
Good morning, all.
And we are here to get your weekend started right. Mm-hmm. We got some fun, positive things coming up in this show today. We're going to have some fun. We'll be joined any moment by our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center, in theory. Subject scheduled to change.
Of course, always.
We're looking forward to kicking things off with that. We've also, of course, got in just a moment or two after this segment, we'll get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Mm-hmm.
And then after Melissa's news this hour, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
It's Friday, everyone.
I got a fun one lined up. I think it's easy. Oh, I think it's an easy one, so be listening.
That's fine.
And want to remind you that if you download the Civic Media app, you can just touch one button and call us.
That's right.
And that's a pretty cool quick way to get to us to get some free Culver's.
Well, if you go in, and when you if you first download the app, make sure you choose WFHR as your favorite station, and that one will come up immediately when you bring up the app.
And make sure to do that no matter where you're listening to us.
Exactly.
Stream us, everybody.
Stream us. Stream us lots.
We got fun things to talk about today, Seth. We are also going to get into, in the 9 o'clock hour, belated Father's Day jokes. The best dad jokes of all time.
All right.
Got a couple of dads here. Why don't we get into some
dad jokes?
I need
some more material, man.
Yes, you and me both. That's all dads need new material, all of us.
Because it's all so old, and I don't know why, but you know.
we're going to get into that in the 9 o'clock hour, along with a little bit of entertainment news. I'm on strike.
You're on strike?
Well, not of radio.
Okay. Well, that's kind of a weird way to strike to be here,
is,
you know?
It is very weird. All of this is weird. It's a weird time we're living in right now. Weird times, everybody. We'll get into the writer and actor strike in our entertainment section. I also want to touch on new in theaters, new in, on the small screen, all of that. Got some new music for you as well. But we kick things off the way we like to with our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning over there.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How you doing today, Paul?
Not bad. How are things going there?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
I've got, looking ahead, I mean, I've got work and a couple of things here and there, but I don't have any really heavy lifting this weekend. Do you, Paul?
That's good. Not this weekend.
That's nice. Isn't it nice every once in a while during the summer here to have a weekend like that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
What is the what is the backdrop going to be like for our laid-back weekend, Paul? What is Mother Nature got in store?
Yeah, like, I guess to set the scene, we have to get the smoke machine working.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, you're good, Paul.
Yes. That's unfortunately, we have that Canadian wildfire smoke. It's been building back in from the west. So starting to see that cause it for that real kind of hazy sunshine appearance as the day progresses, as that builds in more so. And it's going to be something to factor in for the start of the weekend, certainly with some of that. But yeah, it looks like we're going to otherwise stay with a pretty, you know, unsettled pattern, but not, you know, completely any washouts or anything like that. But still some of the scattered shower storm chances looking to develop this afternoon with those highs at about 87. Scattered shower storm chances into tonight, 62, and then partly sunny. Saturday, 84. A few more afternoon showers or storms possible. 56 Saturday night. 80 on Sunday, a few more afternoon showers or storms, otherwise partly sunny Sunday. And then still cool and quieter in the next week. Monday, mid-70s, some sun, 81 Tuesday, and then mid-80s Wednesday, a few more storms back in midweek. But yeah, definitely looking at least some comfortable temperatures to look forward to here for the next week.
Not bad, not bad. And if everybody out there felt a little more positive, a little healthier from that, that is kind of par for the course. Our opening topic today is, Paul, is if you're motivated to be healthy when the weather's nice, a new poll found that most of us are.
Ooh,
most of us,
interesting.
In nicer weather conditions, we feel healthier, we want to get out more and take better care of ourselves. So thank you for that, Paul. We're going to exercise more.
There we go. It makes sense.
Yeah, perfect.
I have to say, I'm a big winter enthusiast. I like to cross country ski in the winter, so maybe I don't fall as much into that. So
okay.
Well, it's I like it when it's snowy and cold.
It's interesting because it's all about that. It's all about personal preferences.
Yeah.
It gets into like people in the South, you know, what a heat wave is to us, to them, it can be normal. You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
How we adapt to weather.
Exactly.
When I grew up, I spent my whole life in the Midwest, but when I moved out to California, my first month out there, I felt awesome. I'm in there in November and everybody's, you know, wearing jackets and I'm walking around in shorts. A month later, I was like everybody else.
Acclimated,
It didn't take very long.
Exactly, yeah.
We appreciate you, Paul. We'll talk again on Monday. You have a good weekend.
All right, yeah, you guys too.
Best in the business right there, our good friend Paul Trobley, Weather Eye Weather Center. Love talking to Paul.
Oh, he's great.
He puts up with us.
He does.
He's great.
That's exactly why he's great.
Let's get into this, Seth.
All right,
perfect
let's do
weather.
It.
If you do feel motivated to be healthy when the weather's nice, this new poll found most of us are. 3 in 4 Americans say perfect weather makes them, and perfect with quotations.
Of course.
Perfect weather makes them pay more attention to their health.
Wow. Okay.
Sunny skies and warm temperatures were voted the two healthiest weather conditions. Thunderstorms and high humidity are the least healthy.
Makes sense.
Now, we'll get into that in a second. Yeah. Most people in the South probably wouldn't call the current heat wave ideal, so summer doesn't always have perfect weather. Mm-hmm. But according to the poll, here are some of the top ways we prioritize our health in summer. Now, interesting, they say this about thunderstorms. This is all a voting thing.
Yes.
This is all a personal preference thing.
Yes.
There's not really a ton of science behind this, but there is a lot of, a placebo effect.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep.
Which I don't have anything against.
No.
Outside of, medical companies and stuff like that doing things like that.
Right, yeah.
A whole different category. It's a very different world.
The placebo effect can be positive.
Absolutely.
We've seen that it can work really well in a positive way. It's not always negative. So, yeah, you're right.
I talk about this all the time when it comes to the way most of us are our own worst enemy.
Right.
You could say all the worst things in the world to me. It ain't even going to come close to the dialogue in my head.
Exactly.
When it comes to that, you have to convince yourself. You mm-hmm. have to con yourself, and it is a placebo effect that you're looking in the mirror and say, you know what, I look good today.
That's right.
You convince yourself that it does.
Ta-da! Yes.
according to this poll, here are some of the top ways we feel we prioritize this in the summer.
Okay.
So eat healthy. Just over half of us are more likely to do that in the summertime. Eat healthier.
Okay.
We exercise more in the summer.
Hmm. Okay.
I actually feel like I exercise more in the winter.
I think, it makes me think you're spending more time outside in the summer in general. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think just the fact that you're doing stuff outside, I would say that constitutes more as active. I don't know if it's considered quote unquote exercise, but it's certainly activity and it's physical activity, and you're outside more generally than you are in the wintertime because you can just go outside. You don't have to put all this stuff on and go. So maybe that has something to do with it.
I mean, it is a workout just to put on winter clothes, and stuff. So I hear what you're saying there. Mm-hmm. In the winter, I work out for 3 to 4 times a week, usually 4, if mm-hmm. I'm being honest. In the summer, it's more 2 to 3 because I'm so active.
Exactly.
And I'm doing so much. And to be honest, I have a high metabolism.
Right.
I have to be very careful about how much I work out and mm-hmm. how many calories I'm killing off that I desperately need.
You're passing out. Whoa.
Yes. Yeah. It has happened. I wish to God I didn't have to admit that, honestly. But especially younger me, I would get into a workout. I'd be going. I'd feeling great. And all of a sudden, I'm like, well, what's going on? And I'd pass out. My dad would come find me and like get mad at me and say, Jimmy, you're supposed to know better. You got to know your body. Take vitamins or supplements. We do more of that in the winter.
Oh,
interesting. Or in the summer. Sorry,
interesting.
In the summer.
Okay. Yeah, wow. Yeah.
Maintain a regular routine. That includes getting enough sleep. That is a joke to me. in general, but especially in the summer. Our schedules are all over the place in the summer.
Well, and it's lighter, longer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I've got nothing to back this up, but it would make sense if that would mean people would stay up later doing things because it's lighter later.
Yeah.
And you want to use the sunlight for whatever it is you're doing. So that, that's kind of weird.
Play more sports? Yes.
Oh, for sure.
Definitely. Play a lot more sports. Mm-hmm. I just got done shooting some hoops the other day. Felt good. not my shot. That did not feel good. Dear God, I'm a bad shooter. I'm a streaky shooter.
Okay.
If I get going, then
get the
it's
hot
okay.
hand, then
yeah,
you're good.
Yeah.
Yep.
But that boy, it takes a lot. I got to put it in a microwave to get it hot up and everything. Just give me a couple minutes, guys. I'm just waiting for it to heat up. Heated up the wrong hand.
Oh, man. I'm a really good passer, though. No.
drink less alcohol. Again, I don't drink a ton to begin with, but I probably drink more in the summer than I do in the winter, if I'm being honest.
I think there's the more prevalence of cold drinks.
Yeah.
You know, beer, wine coolers, that kind of stuff, or seltzer now.
Yeah.
I think that it's just you go somewhere, you go to a party, it's like, hey, have a beer or something like that. I think that is true.
Two side notes. I'm calling two audibles here. Okay. One, has anybody seen the seltzer like sales ad, like the sales, like how that has just skyrocketed down? if you put any stock in any of the seltzers, I mean, I'm sure the White Claw one is doing well still, but like all these
the original,
all these other companies came out with seltzers, and they're all like none of them are doing very well in sales now and everything. These trends,
It always happens.
Just wait a little bit, and the trend probably fade out.
I've got two words for you: Bud Dry.
Yeah,
Remember that? Oh my Remember God. The dry beer craze in like the early 90s or whenever it was, late 80s, early 90s?
There was the trend there for a while where it was about the label. They weren't even trying to make the beer better. It was just, you can tell your beer's cold because the label changes color. Like, yes. Like you couldn't tell by picking it up.
That was Coors, yeah. That was the most hilarious thing. Yeah, I can't tell is my beer cold? Oh, I better look at the label.
And as long as we're talking about trends, I don't know if you know this or not, but you are in hip category.
I am?
I've noticed this in the last couple of summers.
Mm-hmm.
You don't wear a lot of socks in the summer.
No, no.
I can't do that.
Oh, really?
I physically can't do that. I don't have any sandals. I don't have any shoes like that. I love being barefoot in the mm-hmm. summer. And
right.
if I have a choice, I'm going to be barefoot. You're going to see me kick my gyms, my Adidas off as soon as I can.
Right.
Or my Chuck Taylors or whatever. But I've got to have socks. And I can't handle, like, for a while there, the trend kind of faded, but for a while the real hip thing to do was have the kind of invisible socks where you have on the sliders like you got on,
yep.
But you can't see the socks, but you still got them.
The ankle socks, yeah.
Now it's gone back to no socks.
Yeah.
or there are some places, you know, where they have a little bit of the sock trend, but you can't have big socks. Like I like the medium ones. I like the ones right. that go a little bit above the ankle.
Right. I did notice a lot of kids have like what I would call the soccer socks.
Yeah.
Or the really tall ones where they go all like halfway up the leg. Yeah. And that, I mean, I remember if you would have done that when we were kids, oh my God, you would have gotten laughed off the playground.
I did.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't trying to bring up any bad memories there.
But. No, it's all right. I just, boy, you look at pictures of me when, especially before the age of 13 and 14, I actually started realizing, wait a minute, girls care about what I look like? Oh, geez, I better start caring about this stuff.
Gotta change.
And this is how horrible this is, everybody. And that's around 13 or 14 I realized that. I'm just now starting to dress sort of like an adult. Sort of. Not even close to really like an adult, but a
man.
Little better. A
little bit better.
You know, it's a slow learner. Slow learner. By the time I am 70, I will start dressing more like an adult. I will, hopefully.
He'll dress like a 30-year-old.
Exactly. I'll still be running around in a jersey probably or something. We will take a break. We're going to come back and do some celebrating with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And don't forget, after Melissa's news, we're going to make you a star of the day, get you an opportunity to win some free Culvers from our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers right here at WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered storms today, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Highs around 87, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms tonight, lows level off around 62, partly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow, high of 84, partly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 64.
See, I was going to hit the Misty's birthday and anniversary thing, and I was just going to correct it right away because I hit this one on accident, but I love this song.
It's a good song.
So now I got to let this play a little bit. How am I going to, let me see, I can transition here.
Yep.
Oh, I know right where I'm going to do it, too.
Oh, excellent, yes.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
What is time to
time to do some celebrating. It's a Friday show, everybody.
It's a Friday. We're having fun. We're having fun here.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2. 7 days a week at 9041 Stead Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at this list, and we got a good one here, Seth. I need a 1 or a 2.
2.
All right. And I need a 1 or a 3. A 1 through 3.
3.
You can't pick 2.
One or a 3, no 2s.
I gave you the weirdest options right there. I don't know what that was. But yes, we got ourselves right. Qualifiers. We can get right into the celebrating.
Okay.
First up, I want to wish a very happy birthday to Megan Dillon.
Megan, happy birthday.
We hope you have a great day, Megan. Enjoy your day. And a happy birthday today to our qualifier, Angie Hill.
Angie Hill, happy birthday.
Enjoy. Hope it's a great one for you.
I do have a birthday I want to add for today. It is my mom's birthday today.
Oh, hey. Congratulations.
So it's funny. I have a whole bunch of, let's like this starting now this week in my family. So we got my mom's birthday today on the 19th. Mm-hmm. We have my sister's birthday coming up here on the 21st. My parents' anniversary, which is what we're doing. And then the 22nd is Beth's birthday.
Wow.
So like in a week, we've got all these things coming up in July. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
It seems like that in families sometimes. Mm-hmm. Ours is August and September. A little bit of October, but from August to the end of October, it's birthdays and anniversaries like nonstop. Like it's always one going on, especially September. Mm-hmm. September, both my brother and sister have their anniversaries, respectively, obviously, with their significant others. Mm-hmm. My parents have their anniversary. My mom's birthday is in September. Yeah, that's a month, man.
Yep. Beth felt bad because my sister and I both were born on the 19th. Mm-hmm. Her July, me in August. Mm. My brother-in-law, David, was born on March 19th. So Beth was not a 19. So it's like, oh, well, you can't marry. No.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But she was like, no, wait. I'm in July with everyone else. Okay, it's cool. We're good. We're good there.
That makes it work. I see how it worked out.
It's all cool, everyone.
It worked out. looking at Saturday, just one birthday to put the spotlight on Bobby Kirkenoff. Bobby, happy birthday to you.
Bobby, happy birthday.
Bobby is awesome. She's a heck of a human being. Wonderful photographer. You may know some of her work in this area. She's a local photographer, does amazing work, and just a great human being. Cool. Love hanging out with Bobby. Good person. On Sunday, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Rick Jackson. Rick Jackson.
Happy birthday, Rick.
Enjoy your day, Rick. Hope it's a good one for you. Also, want to celebrate wish a happy birthday to Roz Peets.
Roz, happy birthday. Oh, I love the name Roz.
It's a good name.
I love that name.
And Roz is the father of Pam Skiba, who is our qualifier for Sunday.
How about that?
We wish them both a very happy birthday. And Pam, enjoy your day. You're our qualifier for Sunday.
Very cool.
To be fair, even though Seth picked that number, we would have had to pick Pam because we, you know, we're big fans.
We have a thing of Pams around here. Yeah,
we have to do that. thank you, everybody, that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. First off, you can always call in at the last moment right here. As long as the segment's going on, you can call at 424-2600. We understand that sometimes you forget these things. Get them to us.
Yep.
Otherwise, you can send them to info@WFHR.com, james.maleff@civicmedia.us. And, of course, direct message us on any of our Facebook pages, WIRI, WFHR Facebook pages. Direct message us. We'll get your birthday and anniversary out there and maybe get you some free Culvers.
Yum.
Taking a look at our celebrity birthdays, let's see. Dan Reynolds is 36, lead singer for Imagine Dragons.
Ooh, okay.
They've got that set they're doing in Vegas now.
They're doing a residency. Wow.
Yeah. Pam Reynolds, Pete Mergulich, Peta Mergateroid.
Wow.
Is 37, Dancing with the Stars pro.
Oh, wow. See, we don't have the Dancing with the Stars person here, so she can't correct us on I have no idea how to pronounce it either.
I have a feeling that Beth is going to just be cringing at
grinding
me right
her teeth,
now.
Yeah.
Dan Smith is 37, a Bastille singer. You know them from the song Pompeia.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting on Bastille Day.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's cool. Maybe that's why he named the band that.
I got to ask. I'm curious now. Phoebe Waller-Bridge is 38, L3-37, the droid in Solo, a Star Wars movie. she is doing a bunch of stuff right now, though.
That's cool.
She's been working hard.
Great voice.
Yeah, really good voice. Mm-hmm. I think Fleabag was the Fleabag
was the one. Yeah, that's right.
That really put her on the map. Mm-hmm. She was in the most recent Indiana Jones in the Dial of Destiny movie.
Okay,
she was in No Time to Die, and she was really good in that. And Killing Eve is another one that she made a big name off.
Okay,
she's a good actress.
Mm-hmm.
I really like her work. I'm looking forward to seeing what else she does. Let's see here. Jamie Johnson is 48, country singer, won a Grammy with his hit In Color.
Hmm.
Let's see. Matthew Fox is 57.
Wow.
Charlie on Party of Five, but a lot of people also know him as Jack on Lost. He was really good on Lost.
Yeah.
I never saw Party of Five. My sister watched that show, but I actually really liked him on Lost. Those first couple of seasons of Lost really were great. It gets lost in the shuffle because of how horribly the whole thing, I was just about to say crash landed. That is not a good pun. I apologize.
It's a TV show.
Yeah,
you're fine.
It's a TV show. But Ellen Reed is 57, singer and keyboardist in Crash Test Dummies.
Oh, wow. Good old Brad Roberts.
Amazing character actor. If there was a Hall of Fame for acting, I genuinely believe he would make it. Jackie Earle Haley is 62 today.
Oh, wow.
You know him greatly as Freddy Krueger in the Nightmare on Elm Street movies. He's the terror on Amazon's version of The Tick. Rorschach in The Watchmen.
Mm-hmm.
Just the best performance in The Watchmen by far and away, I think.
Yeah, and he is one of those actors that can make you afraid.
Yeah.
Just by the way he can his body language and stuff. He's very intimidating. It's not like he's a big guy or anything like that.
No, he's actually kind of small.
Yeah, but he's a very he can be a very intimidating actor. He's very good at that.
Imagine you take over this role like Freddy Krueger, mm-hmm. and with the you wouldn't think it has such an iconic status to it, but it does. What Robert Englund did with that character.
Yeah, exactly.
My favorite thing about Robert Englund is, I would say as far as his career, I love that he got kind of a chance to get known for his face.
Yeah.
And kind of have some chance to get, mm-hmm. you know, work that way. But Jackie Earle Haley has preferred to work a lot behind the mask. Mm-hmm. And I always admire actors that can do that. They can put on a facial expressions through the mask.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Give you emotions through that. Mm-hmm. He's very good at that. The great, the wonderful Jane Lynch is 63. The Glee Club's nemesis Sue on Glee, the host of NBC's celebrity game show Hollywood Game Night. Great character actor, done so much good work.
She is from Illinois, and the reason I know that is because I saw an ad she did for the state of Illinois, which I thought was pretty cool. Yeah,
a big, big fan of Jane Lynch. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy her work. Kyle Gass is 63, one half of Tenacious D.
Oh yeah,
he's great.
He is good.
He's made a nice career of his own too.
Outside of
Tenacious D and doing solo stuff and acting. Let's see here. Rosie Grier is 91. Wow, 91.
Rosie Grier is still alive. I didn't know that.
L.A. Rams legend, of course. When Robert Kennedy was assassinated, Rosie Grier is the one that tackled the killer.
Yeah,
Sirhan.
Yeah.
Then fended off the unruly mob that tried to kill Sirhan.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things football-wise you'd love to talk to Rosie Grier about, but you would have to bring that up almost immediately in a conversation, in an interview.
Yeah, absolutely. That's just, it's an amazing thing. Well, and it was always so weird because he talked about when he was a player that one of the things he did to relax was needlepoint.
Yeah.
And people, for some reason, became, just being a joke, this big dude, but he likes to do needlepoint, which... That's cool, but man, the fearsome foursome.
Oh,
that line
gosh.
Of the Rams, my gosh. Ooh, one of the best ever.
Easily. Top 10, top 5 best defensive lines in football history.
Yes.
It's got to be in the top 10, mm-hmm. at least. And a great name, too.
Rosie Grier,
that's a good name. Some people no longer with us, born on this day, like former President Gerald Ford, born in 1913, passed away in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Del Reeves, born in 1932, passed away in 2007. Country legend who did the huge hits all over the place. And, of course, the legend William Hanna, born in 1910, passed away in 2001. What a long life.
Yes.
Half of the great Hanna-Barbera, who gave us the Jetsons, the Flintstones, Scooby-Doo, Space Ghost, Tom and Jerry, and of so many other greats.
Cartoons, yep.
Don't know
pioneers, cartooning pioneers.
So many of us, our Saturday mornings were better, that much better because of that.
Hanna-Barbera, yep.
I want to take a quick look at some Saturday birthdays. Let's see here. Gabriel Iglesias is 47. Mr. Fluffy.
Love him. He's so funny.
He's great. He's great.
Great comedian.
Let's see here. Bridget Nielsen is 60. Wow.
Wow.
TV superstar.
Yeah.
Forrest Whitaker is 62. God, love Forrest Whitaker's work.
He seems like he's been around for so long.
Yeah.
And he doesn't look 62. Can we say that, too? He doesn't look like he's aged at all.
Yeah, not at all. Joe Satriani is 67, guitar god. Just incredible, incredible artist. Terry O'Quinn is 71. Maybe not a household name, but along with Matthew Fox, was one of the stars of Lost. He was John Locke on that show.
Okay.
He was very good on that show, too. John Locke. Yeah, they had a lot of great actors on
that
show.
They did have a lot of good actors on that.
One of your own, Seth, Jesse Ventura, 72 today. Former Minnesota governor.
Yeah, and then the body, the wrestler and actor, and all the stuff he did. He's still an interesting guy, I got to say. He's an interesting guy.
One of those guys that you looked forward to as a young kid when he got the mic.
Yes.
When he got on the mic, him and Mean Gene Okerlund and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Those guys were so good together. I go back and watch some of those old bits every once in a while and stuff that they did. And Mean Gene was underrated, for one.
Oh, he was great.
There's never, never been as much as I love JR as a commentator and stuff, and he is a legend and a Hall of Famer. The GOAT was Gene Okerlund.
Yep.
Mean Gene was the greatest, and I'll put that maybe even including sports, like as far as sideline commentators, one of the greatest ever at it. Think of the improv he did. Think of the way the writing he did on the spot in the different things he did.
Because these guys would be, you know, they wouldn't necessarily have a script.
No.
They were doing, but they were like, okay, you need to behave a certain way when you're on camera doing these interviews. And they would get all riled up, and Gene is like, oh, calm down, you know, kind of thing. It was great. It was so much fun.
Well, and just like as we learn as adults, the most technically sound wrestlers were those heels, those guys that were always getting beat up, never seemed to win a match. They had to sell the other guy.
Yep.
And they were so good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Gene, Jesse Ventura, these guys were the same thing on the microphone. Bobby the Brain Heenan, another one. Just
Million Dollar Man.
I don't realize how much wrestling history I have in my brain until these names come up.
Oh, man.
Linda Ronstadt is 77 today.
All right.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
Yes.
Just an incredible artist. Mm-hmm. Suffering with a horrible case of Parkinson's, but it has been very in the public eye with it and everything. I think Linda Ronstadt, Michael J. Fox, these artists have given enough, and yet they continue to with being the faces and bringing a face to Parkinson's. Mm-hmm. Really appreciate that work. And Linda Ronstadt, just, and I mean this very, very complimentary, the definition of like lounge singer, like class. There's the Bill Murray lounge singer. Everybody have some fun. All right. You know, that guy at 2 in the morning.
The slimy guy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then the opposite of that spectrum, the Linda Ronstadt.
The cool.
Yeah, where you had you had the nice atmosphere, the nice out club, club, and the midnight at the Oasis.
Right.
Yeah, it's good. Some people no longer with us. Jan Michael Vincent, born in 1944, passed away in 2019. He gave us Stringfellow Hawk on Airwolf and a couple of other movies.
Yeah, okay,
a couple other TV shows he was in. Let's see here. And then I want to take a quick look at Sunday.
We have
some celebrity birthdays on Sunday. No, we don't.
No one was born on Sunday.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's not a very big list. Let's see. Stuart Copeland, 71, drummer of The Police.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Phoebe Cates, 60. Linda in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Mm-hmm. Kate in Gremlins.
Mm-hmm.
She had a run there in the
80s. Yeah, in the 80s. She was big stuff.
Let's see. Jimmy Johnson is 80, former Dallas Cowboys head coach and Miami Dolphins head coach.
Wow, he's 80?
Miami Hurricanes head coach. One of the few guys that has won or maybe the only guy, I can't remember. No, he can't be the only guy. Won a college title and the Super Bowl.
Yes, one of the few. Pete Carroll did it too, so yeah.
Yeah, I know there's others.
Yeah, right. But there's very few. There's only a couple that have done it, yes.
And then two big, big names. Orville Redenbacher, born on Sunday in 1907, passed away in 1995. We have all enjoyed that popcorn.
Yes, everyone. Everyone. It's good stuff. Still good stuff.
And the legend, one of the greatest to ever put on dancing shoes, Ginger Rogers.
Oh.
1911, passed away in 1995. Of course, Fred Astaire's dance partner.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Astaire, you can go ahead and look this one up. Maybe the only interview I ever saw with Fred Astaire that I can remember, at least, when they are complimenting him with his feet, he immediately talks about Ginger and how no dancer is anything without their partner.
Right.
And I will never forget that. I will never forget that him pushing the compliments onto her.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember seeing or hearing a lot of that and everything. But I loved watching her dance.
I would give her more props. I mean, actually, she was an excellent dancer, but I'd give her a lot of props for an actor.
Yes.
See some of the dramatic roles she did. She was very good.
Yeah, more
she
than
was a very good actor.
More
yeah.
than a great pair of feet.
Exactly. You know,
she was a really talented thespian. And that is going to do it for our birthdays and anniversaries. But we wish a great one to everyone out there that's celebrating.
Yes.
Enjoy over at Misty's Menu. Get on over there. Treat yourself. They're open till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Here's Melissa's news on Locally Grown Radio.
For WFHR, Locally Grown Radio, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. A UW Stout engineering technology major and track athlete accidentally drowned at a party in rural Marathon County. Brittany Merlot has more on the story.
19-year-old Lance Frimmer was pulled from a pond in the town of Brighton Saturday. He was at a house party and was seen multiple times using a homemade slide into the water. After not being seen for around 2 hours, a search began around the home and his body was eventually pulled out of the water. Marathon County deputies say alcohol was likely a factor, but it's still unclear at this time. Frimmer was from Rochester, Minnesota and was friends with the property owner's daughter.
According to WSAW, the case is being ruled an accident and is now closed. They are still waiting on a toxicology report. Police are asking for help to find a missing woman in Juneau County. Leah Stewart was last seen in Mauston on the 4th of July. Stewart is in her early 40s, about 5'5" tall and weighs 150 pounds. She has brown hair and hazel eyes. Other identifying marks include tattoos on her right shoulder, right leg, and back. If you have seen Leah Stewart or have any information, please contact the Juneau County Sheriff's Department at 608-847-5649. The Pallet Fire that destroyed 19 structures and burned through hundreds of acres near Coloma has been contained. Here's Pete Schwaba.
The fire that started Monday afternoon in Washera County is now 100% contained. Fighting the fire took a group effort, including crews from several agencies and the Wisconsin DNR, but not before it destroyed 730 acres. 8 firefighters were treated and released for smoke inhalation. Although it's been 100% contained, authorities are asking people stay away as there is still interior burning in the area.
The Rafters couldn't keep their winning streak going, losing last night to the Dock Spiders 2-1. The game was scoreless until the bottom of the 5th when the Rats got one home. The Dock Spiders made a quick response and pulled ahead in the 6th inning with 2 runs across home plate. They held that lead until the end of the game. The Rafters play the Dock Spiders at Witter Field again tonight. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR, your locally grown radio station.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
It's time to lock in your tee time at University Ridge Golf Course. Proud host site of the American Family Insurance Championship and home to the Wisconsin Badger Golf Teams, University Ridge is a public course that's yours to play without a costly membership. Visit universityridge.com and reserve your 18-hole tee time up to 90 days in advance. Don't have time for 18 holes? Try our 9-hole putting green or hit balls on our grass tee practice range. Play where the Badgers and the pros play. University Ridge.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered storms today, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Highs around 87, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms tonight, lows level off around 62, partly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow, high of 84, partly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 64.
Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What Seth and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. You call up 424-2600, get the answer right. You win yourself a value pack from our friends at the Wisconsin Rabbits Culver's.
Mm-hmm.
That is two adult meals, two kids meals. That is a meal you ain't got to cover.
That's your Friday night right there.
Right there, taken care of. Thanks to us and our friends over at the Wisconsin Rabbits Culver's, where you say a good morning to all of our friends over there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and get ready to do this, Seth.
All right.
Play you a famous TV theme song. Get ready to call 424-2600. Tell us what TV show this is from.
I didn't think that was going to take too long.
9 seconds. 9 seconds. Let's go ahead and see if we have ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
Is that James Bond?
No, it's not, but a good try, a good try. Keep on trying, everybody. 424-2600. Keep on calling up and trying to win this. Again, if you haven't won anything in 30 days, you want to call up and try to win this, please do. Good morning. What's your answer?
Mission Impossible.
Yeah. Woo-hoo!
Yes, indeed.
Oh, nicely done. Did you feel confident about that one? Did it take a minute?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. It is one of the more classic themes, and mm-hmm. I don't believe we've done it before.
I don't know if we have. I think you're right.
Thought it was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling up and playing along. Who do we have on the phone with us?
This is Barb.
Hi, Barb. How you been?
Good.
Good. Barb, you're in Rapids, aren't you?
Nakusa.
I'm sorry. Yes, Nakusa. We haven't gotten a Nakusa winner in a while.
That's
awesome.
That's great.
Appreciate that, Barb. Thank you so much for listening and playing along. Barb, you've won before. You know where we're at, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All you got to do is come by, pick this up, and say hi to Pam and us, and we'll give it to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Barb. We appreciate you. You have a great day, and say hi to all of our friends in Nakusa. Take care.
All right.
Barb's great.
Yes.
She's awesome. Thank mm-hmm. you so much for listening, Barb. We appreciate that. I think that was kind of fun, actually. I was
yeah.
a little surprised that it took a little bit. So why do this? Well, of course, on this day in 2018, Mission Impossible Fallout, directed by Christopher McQuarrie and starring Tom Cruise, Henry Cavill, Simon Pegg, premiered on this day in 2018.
Okay.
And premiering this weekend is the next Mission Impossible movie. I thought it'd be fun to do a callback. That was the first theme to Mission Impossible. That was
yes.
the original theme.
On the TV show, yes.
The old TV show, of course.
The only true and real Mission Impossible. There, I said it. I stand by it.
Everybody remember. I would like to think everybody remembers Peter Graves from
I'm
that
Peter
show.
Graves, yes.
And the great Peter Graves,
I love
I
Peter
say.
Graves.
I love Peter
Do
Graves.
Do you know he went to the University of Minnesota?
<You're> so, I can't give you a hard time because I do the same thing. But I don't know, Martin Landau. pretty big name.
Another big name
on the show. Mm-hmm. Leonard Nimoy was on the show.
He was on it later. Yep, that's
much
right.
Much later, yes.
Barbara Bain, though. Oh, she was so good.
She was so good,
yeah.
Oh, I loved Barbara Bain.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite character actors that I don't think we saw a lot from Mission Impossible until Law & Order. Mm-hmm. Stephen Hill,
that's right.
I forget about Stephen Hill. He was, for a long time, I'm a gigantic Sam Waterston fan.
Yeah, me too.
So Jack McCoy, one of my favorite attorney in TV history by far and away.
Yeah.
And that's including myself. I've even played an attorney on TV. But Stephen Hill is right there. I mm-hmm. loved him as the DA. Mm-hmm. Not the DA, but the...
No, he was the DA. He was the actual district
attorney. The actual district attorney. You're
yeah.
right. Yeah, you're right. He was so good on that show.
Yes. He didn't have a lot of screen time.
No.
But every time he was there, he always had this kind of resigned, you know, mm-hmm. like, oh, I've done this so long kind of thing.
Yes.
It's like, oh, we got to do this, you know, we're going to do it again. But he did it so good. He was awesome at it.
How you have energy while seeming tired.
Exactly.
I don't know how you do that, but he did that every time.
Yep.
I loved his character. And a great show. Great
yep.
show. That was Mission Impossible. So mm-hmm. we've got that one checked off. We've done that one now. Thank you so much for listening, all of you, and thank you for trying. Keep on trying. Next Friday, we'll do this all over again and give you another opportunity to win some Culvers from our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers with our star of the day.
All right.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Get outdoors with a new friend this summer. There's someone waiting just for you. Pet of the Week is brought to you by Katie and Nina with the Collar Club and the Southwood County Humane Society. The Collar Club, where we groom, board, and play and keep your pets safe and happy while you're away.
Hey, this is Petty Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
It's not just about the barrels in construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Welcome to Misty's Menu, the cozy small-town cafe that feels like home, with friendly faces and homemade food that'll warm your heart. Start your day off right with a fresh cup of roasted coffee. And how about a stack of their famous pancakes or a hearty breakfast sandwich to go with it? Or swing by for lunch and try their mouth-watering burgers and sandwiches, all made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. At Misty's Menu, you're not just a customer, you're part of the family. So stop in, take a seat, and let them treat you to a little taste of home. Misty's Menu, Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise partly cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 87, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, lows level off around 62, partly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow, 84. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
Welcome back, everybody. The morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. It's the song. Something about the song I was trying to tie it into the song, and it just all mashed up in my head.
The last time this bumper played, you and Melissa had a discussion about it, or it was you and Terry, I can't remember. Mm. This is Pat Benatar. You were right. Oh. And it's Invincible. The song is Invincible.
Invincible.
That's the name of the song,
it.
Yeah.
I know it was on like 90 soundtracks.
Yes, it was on a soundtrack, but I can't remember what
film the Legend
was.
Of Billie Jean.
See, now you know soundtracks. Yeah. You're the soundtrack guy. You got that.
I don't know why, but I think it's a little bit of not only growing up in the 80s like a mm-hmm. lot of us did. In the 80s were the king of the soundtrack era.
It was... the movies were awful. I think of all these hits that were from these terrible movies. I don't know what was going on.
Think about all the artists that made careers off of soundtracks. and I think the only decade that comes close to it is actually the very next decade with the 90s,
mm-hmm.
where we had a very similar thing. There are a billion movies out that came out in the 90s mm-hmm. where we had the soundtrack, but I've never seen the movie Eddie. I've never seen that movie. But the soundtrack's one of my favorite soundtracks, like Sunset Park, another one. Like.
When yeah, exactly. It was so cool. In the 90s, they were willing to experiment, though. They were pulling up yeah. bands that were not considered like mainstream and stuff, and they would give them a shot and stuff. I remember like Soul Coughing
yes.
ended up on a couple of them. I love Soul Coughing. I was like, whoa, what are they doing on a soundtrack for the X-Files or whatever it was, you know?
They were also taking more chances and are mm-hmm. way ahead of the game on certain things. The Judgment Night soundtrack, taking like punk and rock bands mm-hmm. and putting them with hip-hop artists. Like now that's everybody does that now. Yep. The Spawn soundtrack, very similar thing with hard rock artists and techno artists, mm-hmm. That kind of thing.
Yep.
People don't really take chances anymore with music. They've treated it like vehicles. Like every car looks the same now. Yeah, they all do. Somebody told me, hey, did you see the new Mustang? Like, I wouldn't know if I did. It looks no different than the other, than this or that.
Were we on the air? James and I were just having a conversation.
I apologize, everybody. I did not realize our microphones were up. No. I got a good one for us right here.
All so right.
Maybe. This could also be that a right story.
Okay.
They call this a fun hypothetical. I don't know if it is or not. Well, you guys can decide.
Fun hypothetical.
Mm. Yeah. And I want you guys to chime in on this one, 424-2600. We would love to hear from you. Would you rather achieve minor success while you're alive, but then be forgotten, or achieve no success until you're gone, but be remembered and respected for hundreds and hundreds of years? What a weird question.
That is a very strange question.
I think Van Gogh is probably the greatest example of this. He only sold one painting in his entire life, mm-hmm. of course, buried as a pauper, and now he is Van Gogh. Like, I don't have to even tell.
Considered one of the greats of all time, yeah.
And we don't, like, certain artists, you got to say, this was a painter, this was a musician, or whatever. We don't even have to say that about Van Gogh. Mm-hmm. You know, it just you know immediately mm-hmm. who that was. I think it's more funny and more interesting to think of like Van Gogh in heaven and just like kicking clouds. Like, really? Really? When I was alive, you couldn't appreciate me even a little bit, just even a little bit. So I didn't have to live like a pauper my whole darn life. Like, what the what, man? Like, come on.
Well, that's just the thing. Honestly.
Just two paintings. Even just the second one. I could have eaten. I could have eaten.
See, I wouldn't have to cut my own ear off. You know, I would.
Maybe I wouldn't have gone crazy if you guys would have bought it. I was trying to tell you how good I am. Look at.
Oh, man. Well, it's one of those things. I mean, I guess it depends on what's big, important to you.
Yeah.
Is it your legacy or is it, you know, having some success now?
Yeah.
Because, you know, and I'm. Okay, you can be, you know, the trend, the artist of the week, and like anything, music, mm-hmm. you know, like mm-hmm. comedian, you know, art, whatever. It doesn't matter what it is. Mm-hmm. But you're still going to be there. Now, you may not be popular anymore, you know, but you're still going to be a part of the history. You're going to show up. So I think that one, I would go with that one because I think in the end, you're still going to be remembered. Maybe not as much. Maybe yeah. not a Van Gogh, but you will be there. You know, you'll be like, and then at this one time in this one place, there was this guy who did this one thing, yeah. you know? So I would pick that one.
On a minor scale or a more modern scale, maybe I can think of a Jeff Buckley, who really didn't become famous until after his mm-hmm. passing. But Oscar Wilde, Emily Dickinson, a Bach. Even as far as composers and stuff.
That's a great point, yes.
None of these people were celebrated that greatly.
No, they were not.
Edgar Allan Poe a little bit, but not like what it was after
his death.
Oh,
no, not even close.
Not even close. Yeah. So it isn't as though this isn't a common theme mm-hmm. in history. We've even got, you know, phrases and stuff that speak to this.
Well, and think about this. Okay, so let's do movies. You know, we like movies. Yeah. Let's talk about Buster Keaton, okay? Mm-hmm. In the silent era, he was very popular. You know, he had made some very popular movies. And then his career kind of went downhill with sound. You know, he tried to make a couple of comebacks, and then he passed away. But now he's considered one of the greats of silent filmmaking.
Yeah.
So he had that, like, blip, sort of. He was very popular and considered an artist, then kind of went away. And then after he died, boom, all of a sudden he's considered one of the greats. So this hypothetical, it's a little wonky because it's too much. I think it's too open.
It's way too open.
Yeah, it's too broad. Yes. It's too broad. Yes. Yeah.
Someone polled 15,000 Americans, and it's an even split. Half of us would take a little success now. The other half just want the glory.
That's interesting. Half and half. Wow.
I've got a bit of an interesting take on this because I genuinely, Terry is laughing. She doesn't even know why. Because I'm actually, I don't have an opinion on this. I don't have a feeling.
Really?
One way or the other. And I'm never that guy that answers, none of the above or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would on this one. But if I got to make a choice, because I don't like doing that, so I'm going to make a choice one or the other, I would choose the glory after I pass.
All right.
Only because I don't think I would deal well with fame.
Oh, I see. Like, okay.
I get people running into me here in Wisconsin asking me, where do I know you from? Or how do I recognize your voice or something like that? And that's on a very minor scale. And I can't even handle that. I don't think I do well with that kind of fame, that kind of like, you can't go to a grocery store because people are bombarding you or whatever.
They recognize you. Yeah, right.
I think, you know what? After I'm dead, then go ahead and celebrate me and all that stuff and everything. That sounds really actually great.
Well, and it also depends on what they're celebrating you for.
Great point.
Good point. I mean, is it because you're a serial killer? You know, is that what you want? Really? I don't want that.
No, that's not what you want to be celebrated.
No, not at all.
It's interesting to me, too. I feel like some of this is, not on a personal basis. I mean, like, almost on the psyche of society.
Mm.
This almost, geez, we should have appreciated them when they were alive. Let's make up for it now. I genuinely think there's a little bit of that. Not a huge degree of it, but I do think that there's a little bit of that in society where there's these artists that passed, a Selena, an Amy Winehouse, a Kurt Cobain. It doesn't matter if they died because of their own use or something like that.
Right, yeah.
We still have this empathetic part of our society that comes out of us that's like, well, we should have appreciated them more. Because we do this on a personal level with relatives and friends.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Why wouldn't we do this with these people that we consider in some ways relatives, friends that we never even meet.
That we have some kind of a connection to in some way, yeah.
How many people out there have a song that they've heard and it feels like the artist wrote it just for them?
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's a connection that we make to people that we never may meet. And why wouldn't we feel it pull on our hearts when we lose that person?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that it's a very natural human instinct to, no matter how much you appreciate, my Nana was our matriarch. I can't think of a human being that wasn't appreciated more in life, and we still didn't appreciate her enough.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's an interesting, it's an interesting thought experiment, I guess, because you could think about like this sort of thing, but so few of us are going to be in that boat, when we pass away. It's like,
Well, and none of us know what's after this.
Of course. So we have no idea what's going
to
happen.
It seems like an awfully odd choice to, hey, you can choose something you know and something that we got no clue on.
Yeah, exactly.
There is literally no science, no data on that other part.
This is just a total, opinion, feeling kind of thing. Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
We got some interesting stuff going on this weekend we are excited about. We're going to get into entertainment news in the beginning of next hour. One of the things we wanted to touch on right now, kind of leading into that, is our weekend lineup.
Yes.
It really kicks off on Saturday morning at 7 o'clock with the Sunrise Polka Show.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest show you may ever hear.
Yes.
Our good friend Tim Hubbelt scours the universe looking for unique and wonderful polka. There is no other show on the radio like it.
No. Absolutely not.
Join Tim every Saturday at 7 for the Sunshine Polka Show, Sunrise Polka Show.
Yep.
And of course, a little bit later on Saturday, you will have from 11 to noon Over the Back Fence.
I will be here taking your phone calls, 424-2600. I had to look for a minute. call in. Keep me busy. I want the hour to go by fast.
Seth and I have a gentleman's thing.
A wager going on
of who could get the most calls and everything. So help Seth out, get him some calls and garage sales, rummage sales, those sorts of things. Hit him up with those as well.
Want it all.
So, of course, Rafter baseball all weekend long as well. We'll get into more of that later in next hour. But we also have on the weekends two great shows back-to-back lined up for you.
Mm-hmm.
Seth Faces the Music from 6 to 8. And I love your theme this week.
Never. Never.
That's a good one.
Never. You know, never is a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for some reason, people really like thinking, you know, so many songs are about absolutes, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
there's
yeah.
not much ambiguity. Never. I'll never marry. There's a shocking number of songs about I'll never marry.
Interesting.
So I got three of them lined up because I'm like, well, I'm not going to do all of them. But we got a country kind one. We've got a jazzy one with Nancy Wilson and Cannonball Adderley, which is really cool.
Nice.
And then a Morrissey one. How about a mix there, huh?
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know if you can get more of a mix than that. That is
this one. I have to say, this is an interesting show this week because I think I have more like pop songs than I've had in a long time in one of my shows. And to balance it out, I also have a song by My Bloody Valentine. So I wanted to make sure I put that in there.
Nicely done, man. I can't wait.
Six to eight on Sunday.
Yes, be sure to check out Seth Faces Music and spread the word about the show. And while you're talking about that one, talk about Director's Cut.
Yeah.
It's our show that we do 8 to 9. Every Sunday this week, David Farnborough, our guest.
Yes.
David, a local. Many of you know David.
I think
out
a lot
there.
Of people know him out there, yeah.
Whether it's from his community work or his photos by Farnborough or certainly his work with the WRCT or that wonderful voice of his.
Secretly, the reason we want him on the
show. Yeah, the whole reason. We're going to make David do nothing but liners and stuff when he's in here and put him to work. No, we can't wait to have David on
here. Yeah, this will be great.
It's going to be a really fun show. And future outlook, we have Michael Charles that is going to be joining us on Director's Cut. You may remember him joining us here on WFHR when he was performing here in town. Michael is an Australian blues artist. The Buddy Guy